All right. Good to be here today. Good to have another Sunday. Good to have each and every one of you here with us.
Yes.
Looking for a good day in the Lord. We got some good, wonderful weather outside. The sun's out.
That's right.
The sun's up in here. And Bob still cultivating what Bob said Wednesday night, and letting it plant that seed. Letting it, you got to cultivate it. You got to get you.
That's right.
You gotta get your little shovel on the rake and start. Get the weeds out. You can tell it's gardening season.
I'm talking about gardening.
I'm about a garden. All right, so we were in Revelation chapter 3, and we went through Martin Luther's time, John Wesley's time, and now we're getting into the Laodicean church age. We talked about this last Sunday. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And I want to, excuse me, I've been reading in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and it brought back to my memory that you see what it says, hold fast which thou hast, and then you're going up here a little bit further. It says you got a name that you called, but you're dead. You got all these different things that. But God said, I'll not forget you, you know, him that overcometh, while I make a pillar in the temple of my God. In other words, what I'm saying is, Martin Luther, John Wesley, and the Pentecostal age all had the baptism of the Holy Ghost for their time, but it was not like what we get. Now, it's the same Holy Ghost. But Martin Luther was the just shall live by faith, yet he did all these other things that was, excuse me, not pleasing to God. Right. God's not pleased with the Trinitarian doctrine, but he does allow that and wink at their ignorance because Martin Luther had one message. Each one of these had one message. Martin Luther, just shall live by faith. John Wesley, sanctification, live right, have a method of worship, have a method of church. That's why they call it Methodist, because it's a method. And like I said before, if you're ever in a Methodist church, look at their songbook. The whole front of it tells you exactly, and they do. If you go to an old-fashioned Methodist church, like the white church up there, or the white building church up there in Guildsville, beside where we used to live, there at Midway, you go in and it's just you. But that was what God was pleased, because that brought back in, instead of just coming in and talking and yakking, and as they did down in these other ages, just come in and have communion. That meant just eating, drinking, and all that stuff. Well, there was a form of worship came back into being. So hold fast what you have. I was thinking about this, and then I started reading, and it is wonderful that we got a prophet. But if you'll go back in the Old Testament, you'll see that there was two tribes and a half tribe. I believe it was Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh. Now remember, what was the promised land? Canaan was the promised land. So here's, I'm going to show you this. This is kind of the reason that God gave us all this and sent the message. You've got, this is the promised land. This is Canaan. C-A-N-A-A-N. Canaan, our promised land. All right, then you got the Jordan River. All right. Then over here, you've got, these were the other lands. They come up from Egypt into here. And God told them to go over into the promised land. Now, we know the promised land is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Everybody got that? But there are degrees that each person gets of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you are the one that, by your free moral agency, you decide whether you want to go further with God. Because God's happy. And they were happy, but you had two tribes and a half tribe that said, we would like to have our possession over here. The other nine and a half tribes went over into the promised land with who? Joshua, being a type of the Holy Ghost, right? Right? Or Christ, Jehovah's Savior, son of Nun. Yeah. I hope everybody got that. That's really neat. He was the son. He had no father on earth.
Exactly.
So Jesus Christ had no father. Now, we know the Heavenly Father, but Joshua was the son of Nun. He was the son of, so to be in a type of Christ, Christ could stand there and say, I don't have a father down here. My father's up, you know, in heaven. Just a little, not a play on words. God put that in there for some reason.
Yeah.
maybe for us to see that. So you've got your 2.5 tribes, Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh. But now what did Joshua tell them to do? Joshua said, you can have this, because remember, Joshua was commissioned to place them in the land. Moses brought them to right here. Then Joshua was the one that took them over into the promised land. What is the promised land? To me, the promised land for our day is not just the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but the full promised land, body, spirit, and soul. Everybody got that?
Right.
But now these were happy enough, Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh. They were okay, but now what did Joshua say? Joshua said, okay, you can have this land. I'm making a point here. You can have this land, but you're going to have to go over Jordan into the promised land, help us fight.
Yeah.
But your placing is going to be back here.
Yeah.
We're going to fight as 12 tribes. Mm-hmm. You're going to help us clean this land of all these ites. So Joshua can positionally place these. Now these have already been positionally placed. Not making them any less.
Right.
Because they all went over and fought. And then all of a sudden when they got all the land settled down in Joshua, which is a type of adoption where you get this and placing and you get this and you get justification, I mean faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. When you get in this land, so these 2.5 tribes went back across Jordan and occupied not out of the full promised land. Now they got the promise to go across, but they come back. And thank God Brother Branham gave us a wonderful type of that, being Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost.
Amen.
You say, what's the difference? The difference is they didn't go all the way. They had so much hold fast which thou hast. They went across and got in type the Holy Ghost in the promised land. But instead of going on and being placed in the promised land, they decided to come back out here and live fine and peaceful here.
Yeah.
But they weren't in the promised land. And you say, well, how's that helping me? Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but they didn't get full adoption. They didn't get the full plan of redemption to go on with God in the promised land and what? Have rest, be settled down.
Right.
They come back out here, Reuben, Gad, and half tribe of Manasseh, typing, Brother Brown said, thank God for a prophet. Who would ever say that?
Right.
But then you look at Brother Brown and you say, oh, that types justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Okay? Not saying they didn't get their part, they got a portion. They even went across into the promised land. They got the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. But they didn't go on with God. Same thing with Luther. Luther got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but he what? He comes back out into the denominations. We're going to see that today in Ruth, because Orpha types the denominational church. She went so far with Naomi, but she went right back into where she from back into Moab. Brother Ram tells us, and many times that types the denominational church. They didn't go on with God. They didn't go on with Naomi to get into the promised land. They went so far and then they went back. Now these did go over in the promised land. They got something, but they didn't get a land possession.
Right.
This land. Yeah. They got a promise. Okay? But they didn't get the full promise. They come back out as Luther steps into the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but he turns and tries to bring some of the Catholic ideas, doctrines with him, which is not the promised land, not the full promised land. Same way with Martin Luther, same way with John Wesley. He comes out of whatever reform that is in Martin Luther's age, and he said, that's okay, but there's more.
Yes.
And then God tells him, hold fast what you've got, what you got. Okay, what did he have? He went into the promised land as sanctification, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but he comes back out and he's still got a Trinitarian doctrine. He's still got water baptism, name, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He's still hanging on to a lot of these things that's not in his promised land. Everybody got that? Same thing with the half tribe, which is Pentecost. Went over to the promised land, fought the land, fought with the people. But what they do? Tongues is the evidence. They head right back out to the outside, don't get the full promise. They got the Holy Ghost, just like you got the Holy Ghost. But our Holy Ghost tells us by the prophet and by the message of the hour, and even by the Bible, the clarity of the Bible, that it's not just speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. It's not just that you do this. It's whether you agree with the Word. And the Word for our day is full possession. Placing.
Right.
All right. We get into the placing. We should not, we can't bring, I'm telling you this, we can't bring those old doctrines back across the river with us.
Amen.
And we can't go back because we've already been took into the promised land by a prophet.
Right.
Okay? Now, Moses didn't physically take them in, but Moses, let me put it this way, Moses' doctrine was in Joshua.
Yeah.
Because God said, as I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. So everything Moses got, Joshua got, Caleb being a type of the believer, so you got who? You got, cute baby girl. You got, I wasn't talking about the penguin. So you've got all this happening out here. So what did Brother Brown? Brother Brown come to say, look, here's where we need to be. This is not all of our promised land. Getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you Pentecostals, that's good, but let's go on.
Exactly.
Let's go on into the promised land, which is this land, not the land that's on the inside.
Yes.
And look, they were still the tribe of Israel. They didn't lose anything but position. Mm-hmm. Okay? They didn't lose. They came over here and fought. Pentecost. Fought it out. They got the baptism of the Holy Ghost for their day, but what do? They go back and grab the Trinitarian doctrine. They go back and grab the Father, the Trinitarian idea, the water baptism, all the things that the previous ones had got. They went back out and got it. So God's telling them, hold fast that you have, that no man take your crown. They're not going to take your crown. It's just that they weren't, Wesley was not predestinated, Pentecost was not predestinated to take the full work. Because you got to have, we're going to talk about it today, you've got your three works of grace which gives you the Holy Ghost, justification, sanctification, baptism, and the Holy Ghost. But then what does Brother Brown bring in? The Word, our adoption. Well now, that's not on this side of Jordan. All this adoption and all this placing took place on the other side of Jordan. The prophet of God gave us the Word to take us across, and then he left the scene, just like Moses did.
Yeah.
But who came on the scene? Christ came on the scene in the bride of the day, now, today, the fivefold ministry, and the prophet's message, placing each person in their proper position in the land. Everybody got that? So that's, to me, that's a beautiful picture. So there's really only three works of grace, because you can't take those threes out, but you got a four. Four is restoration, because the four bugs that ate it got to put everybody back this way. The caterpillar, cankerworm, palm worm, and all of them. Four eat the tree down from where? From down here. But Brother Brown talks about a bride tree starting back. So on this side, you had two shoots. You had a stalk. You got the tassel. But the full grain is what went over in. The full grain is what. This was the promised land to begin with. They got out of the promised land, got out of the will of God. We'll see the same thing with Naomi. Naomi was in this Bethlehem, Judea, promised land. She goes to Moab, which is way over here, and Moab began by a son that was born from a daddy and a woman, daddy and his daughter getting together and having a baby, which was, it's always been looked at, as Brother Brown said, the hair and the biscuit. So, you know, it's the gaggy thing, he said. Which, in this day and time, it's against the law, but back then, I guess, it had to be a type. There had to be a type somewhere to show us that there had to be an Orpha, there had to be a Ruth, there had to be a Naomi. There had to be a Boaz. So there's your four.
Yes.
Naomi, Ruth, Orpha, Boaz. That gets everybody in there. And then this afternoon we're going to stick the devil in there too, because he was a nearer kinsman because of this guy. That's why they stayed over here on this side and didn't go all the way to the full restoration of the Word, which will come in the Laodicean church age, because He promises right here at the beginning, let's start then, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, right? These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Now, the beginning of creation, God began here, but who is the beginning of the creation of God? The Lord Jesus Christ. That was the beginning that should have been had there not been a fall. It would have been no sex. It would have been spoken word children, just like Jesus was spoken into the womb of Mary. That's the beginning of the creation of God. You say, well, God don't have can't be created. It's the beginning of the unfolding. There has to be a part. In us, there has to be a beginning, because we are time creatures.
Right.
God's not, but He knows we are. So we have to know that there's a time. Everything's got an order. You start in the kindergarten, then you go to first grade, and then you go to second grade. Well, it's all building on education, all the way up to be you guys in college. You're still building on what you learned back then. The 1 + 1 = 2, going to school on time, saying yes ma'am and no ma'am, doing all the things you're supposed to. You see what I mean? It's child training. So that's the way God knew we were going to grow up. So that's the way He decided to grow up.
Yes.
Being in the womb of, because remember, like we were talking the other day, Melchizedek was God in human flesh, but He wasn't our kinsman, as we're going to talk about today. Boaz had to be a close near kinsman to Naomi. Or he couldn't do the rite of redemption. He could not redeem what she had because of the laws in the Old Testament. Thank God we got these examples that we can look at in a prophet that gives us clarity. So in this church age, it's the beginning of the creation of God. Started with what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost, 1906 Azusa Street. The Holy Ghost came and was the messenger to that part of the age. He's the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, right? These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, not that it's false, but when you get a tuning fork, it's not wrong, but when you hit it, you get a true sound. Yeah. That's the same over here. You get a true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. You know why that says true witness? Now, Christ has been a true witness the whole time, but these people that had been over here in that had some denominational ideas that were contrary to God, they weren't a true witness. Now, they were a true witness in saying we're Christians, we believe God died for our sins, and all that, but we want you to be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because we believe there's a Trinitarian three persons to the Godhead. That's not a true witness.
Right.
So now we have a true witness. We have the right tuning for it. We have the right person on the scene. We got the right messenger. All right, the beginning of the creation of God. But now watch what happens. Being that is so true, God has got to do what? He's got to separate it.
Yes.
He didn't separate it over here.
Right.
He allowed them to have their ideas of Trinity, of all the things that are false now that we see that the denominations have started, didn't start back 200 years ago, it started 2,000 years ago when God came on the scene in flesh and Satan came on the scene. And here we go with they had denominational ideas back then. But he says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. Mm-hmm. I would that thou were cold or hot. What? You're lukewarm. You're out here. You're saying you got all this and you really don't have it all. You got some of it, but you don't have all of it.
Yeah.
And I will spew thee out of my mouth because thou art lukewarm. Because see, they were on fire for God. Don't get me wrong, in the other three church ages prior to here, two church ages. But God finally said, I've had enough. I want a true witness. This is the way I wanted it to begin with. So I don't want you lukewarm. I don't want you. See, this is lukewarm. Let me put arrows on both sides. Flip-flopping in and out, in and out. No. No. This is God. Move forward. Leave all this behind. If you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you got to go on. I'm going to require that now, or I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, which he does with the denominational, like the Orphas of the world. They head on back to Mama Church. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So in other words, I'm not going to deal with you now. I've given you enough word through all this coming of the prophet and all these different things in the end time. I've given you enough word now. You don't need to be over here.
Yeah.
This is where you need to be.
All right.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, I'm okay. I'm all right. Brother Brown says, it's okay, you Pentecostals. You got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But don't cabbage down on it. You drew a big line, and you've not gone past it anymore. He said, now you got to say plus now.
Right.
Plus, God is moving on. Remember, God is continually moving. Excuse me. But you're saying, I'm saying, I am rich, and I am increased with goods, and I have need of nothing. Go tell them. Go tell somebody rooted and grounded in a denominational idea. They'll tell you we're fine right where we are.
Right?
And I don't have need of you telling me about this baptism in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. My grandma baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. You don't even know it. That's what's bad. You don't know that this is going on in your life. You have no clue that this is going on. Like Brother Brown Mack said, well, somebody walking through the streets and they ain't got a stitch of clothes on. You say, hey, buddy, you're naked. And he goes, I got all the clothes. I got every stitch of clothes on I got on. I got them right here.
Yeah.
That's how blind they are, because God told them you need to get over into the promised land. You backed out of the promised land. Now, I give you a land. You got a promise. Just like Ishmael. Ishmael got a promise. This is not Ishmael's land.
Right. Yeah.
This is children of Abraham's land.
Right.
This is children of Ishmael's land. Not saying that Luther and Wesley were Ishmaelites, but they didn't go on with God. They stayed on this side of the river. They went over and helped them fight, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in tight, but they came back across the river, Reuben, Gad, and half-tribe of Manasseh, tight. Luther, Wesley, and Pentecost, as Brother Brown told us, for the ones that just come in. So now in the Laodicean church age, though, God's saying, look, you're going to separate now. You're either going to stay here, or you're going to go across. There's a group going to go across, because this is the placing of the people in the land by Joshua, the Holy Ghost, in the end time, to place us up this statue of a perfect man. All right? Everybody got that? Alright, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel thee, now see, he gives them an out, he gives them an opportunity. I counsel of thee to buy of me. What? Promised land stuff. Promised land things. Promises of the promised land. Gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed. In other words, He's putting everything that he took away back over here. So you say you're rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. No, you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. But now God's trying to reclothe you, give you gold, the word of God, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Why? He's going to clothe you. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve. That's what the problem here. Their eyes were dim to the full word of God. So they said, we're fine. We got land. This is beautiful over here. This is the plains on this side of Jordan, and we're good. We got cattle, and we got all, you know, we got our lot of people. But that 9.5 tribes went over there, man, they got in the promised land, milk, honey, but they had to fight for it. Gold tried in the fire. It's not easy going up the statue of a perfect man.
Right.
It's not easy at all. It has no easiness at all to it. But if you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, he promised he'd give it to you. He promised he'd open your eyes. He promised he would clothe you. He promised he would give you gold or revelation,
yes,
that thou mayest see it. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, which is us. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. It takes a zeal to want to go up a ladder. Ladder's pretty hard. A mountain's pretty hard. But man, when you see there's a big old piece of rock of gold or something up there on top of that mountain, It makes even the old people want to climb it.
That's right.
But that's what we see. We see with our eye salve that God's given us, we now see clearly that there is what? A top of a mountain, and what's up there?
That's it.
But it's going to be a hard journey crawling. Sometimes you may have to crawl. But it's,
yeah.
But you can get to it. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Then we'll start right here next week. We'll stop right here and go upstairs. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Somehow he got outside of this bride, church. But we'll talk about that next week. So it's 9:55 now. Let's go on up. So we'll be up there by 10 o'clock. God bless you.